Guten Erev Shabbos, good Chodesh. This year has been known as a Chus Refuah Shleima. Naftali Tzvi Ben Rivka, who in a few hours will be going through major heart surgery. May Hashem, the Chus of the Limud HaTorah should stand by him and he should have a complete Refuah. The Korah of the Seich, Sh'or Chole Yisrael, amongst all other Cholim. This week's Parshas Toldos, we have the famous episode when Esav and Yaakov are discussing, when Esav asks Yaakov to give him from the lentil soup he made. And the Pasuk says, Hal iteni na. And Rashi says over there, I will open my mouth and you should pour a huge amount into it. Similar to what we learned in a Mishnah about a camel, ein obsim es ha-kamel, es ha-gomel, we don't muzzle the camel, avon mal'itin, I say. And I want to share with you what Rabbi Yerucham Lvovitz says about this and what we could learn from this whole story. He says it's quite amazing how the Torah goes over here and really is shaming Esav. Just one expression about how he's eating. And from here we can learn, he says, such an important lesson. How careful we have to be when it comes to our hanhaga of eating. All Esav said was, Hal'iteinina, which means, pour it down my throat, please. And look what the Torah does about this. Look what the Torah tells us. I'll open my mouth and just put my head back and just pour it down. We would look at this, you see, that's something really despicable. It's not nice at all. But it's something which the Torah makes an effort to point out and teaches us that that type of behavior, that type of expression even, to ask for it, is asodik. And we happen to know that we have rules and regulations in Shulchan Aruch. In Maseches Derech Eretz, we're being told and taught how we should be eating to make sure that we eat like humans and that we are kuth and not animal-like. On Shabbos, we have a mitzvah to cut a big piece from the challah. Why? Because of how dear the mitzvah of making lechem mishneh is. And we don't look as if we're grabbing and we're hungry people. But during the weekday, a person has to eat smaller pieces. A person who takes big, large pieces is considered to be someone who is greedy. Someone who drinks his drink in one slurp all the way down. It's also looked down upon by Chazal. And there are many other dinim which are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We have in Aruch Chaim, in a few places where we are discussing hanhaga, the right behavior of when one eats. People say, when they see someone acting and eating not nicely, they use an expression to say, this guy is like a hal'iteinina, like Esav. But the truth is, ask Rabbi Yerucham, what's the big deal? Whether we eat slowly or whether we take large pieces or small pieces, why does it really make a difference? What's the difference if we drink our drink down slowly, one sip, another sip, another sip? Does it really make a difference? If it's a small piece or we grab large pieces and stuff our faces with it, our lips, our cheeks bulge from what we put into it. The answer is yes. We're being taught here that's asovdik, not the way a kuth person and a self-respecting person should eat. And he says it's not something small. A person who eats, to eat like a mensch. When we feed animals, it's a whole different story. They eat in the way that they eat. But we don't eat that way. We are careful how we eat. The Gemara Taka tells us that you can tell a lot about a person with three things: kiso, how he spends money; koso, how he drinks what he drinks; and get angry. So we see that it's important. And he finishes by telling us, let's look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what is our attitude towards food? How do we hold it? Do we cut it up nicely? Do we take small portions? Are we acting in a way which will make HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem proud of us? Slowly but surely, just stop and think, he says, how we do it. We know there's a concept of Tainas HaRavid, which means that people don't finish off everything. They have self-control. They leave a tiny little bit at the end of every meal from the items that they're eating. The reason being, we show self-control. We show that we are not animalistic, but we are a cut above the rest. And that's what this parasha is telling us, that we have to have an elevated behavior in every aspect of our life, eating, drinking, and other things too. But this particular point is being pointed out about our eating habits. Halavai, we should be zeicha to appreciate the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, make brachas on it nicely before and after, and eat like a person who has self-respect. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Chodesh, and Kol Tov.